Blog Talk Radio. The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for Conversations with the Diva. Here's your host, Sabrina Williams.
Good morning from Las Vegas, Nevada. How are you guys? We are going to have a great morning. We have one guest this morning. It's Real Theme. He will be on in a few. We also, you'll notice on every other Saturday or maybe once a month, you'll have the show on, and it's okay. So while we're waiting for our guest, we are going to play Lady Princess. Here we go.
Good afternoon.
We're moving over here in Las Vegas, Nevada, but good afternoon to all those people on the East Coast, and morning to those people on the Central Standard Time, too. So, how are you this morning?
I'm a little tired. I DJed last night. Like, I picked up a last-minute gig, and I DJed last night. Got in, four this morning. A little tired, but I'm excited about, being here and speaking to your audience.
All right. Well, we're just going to start off with one of your songs. I'm doing things, trying to do things different this morning. So we're going to play a song and then you're going to tell us about it. And then we'll find out more about you.
Okay.
Mr. California. Shout out to my day. Thanks.
Is that one playing right?
Pardon?
Is that one playing right? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, we're going to keep going with it.
Okay.
Mr. California. Shout out to my day. Thanks. Here it is. Mr. California.
All right, that was Real Theme. You heard it live here on Conversations with the Diva. All right, tell us about that song.
What do you think it's about?
I think the guy's having, when I listened to it, I thought the guy was having a hard time, and that's what I thought.
It was
deep, and the music was deep, and he just seemed to be having a hard time with life. What did you write?
No, that was about, having a stressful day, and some people come home, some people have a glass of wine, some have a glass of cognac, some might have an herbal intoxicant, to relax after a long day, I'm sure many people can sympathize with that or agree with that. So, that was just a shout out to California and the herbal intoxicant that it's known for. How's that?
Yeah, I hear you, Doug. And we know in Colorado, marijuana is legal. All righty now. Okay. And in Arizona, I think now too. I think Nevada's working on it. I'm not for sure.
Right. Yeah, so that's
the industry right now. But anyway,
yeah.
Moving on. At what age did you know that you really were into music and you liked music?
Well, from an early age, I think in the bio I sent you, I grew up around musicians, and music, from hearing Stevie Wonder as a kid to P-Funk, to gospel music, to hearing Luther Vandross. I heard music all the time. So, whenever I did something, whether, walking to school, listening to my Walkman, or, being in college, listening to CDs, and then I started DJing in college. And so, music has probably been my best friend throughout my entire life, but I decided maybe, several years ago that, I wanted to make a career out of it. I wanted to dedicate myself to it, to learn how to make and produce and work with different musicians. I got tired of saying, I don't want to hear, I want to hear this, and somebody's not doing this, and I, just complain that what's not in the market. So let me go ahead and see if, put my two cents in.
So what is the most difficult part, or maybe not as difficult, but what do you find the most challenging part about being an indie artist?
Having the time to constantly create, because you have a million ideas. You hear a million sounds throughout the day, and I would love to just be able to sit and create all day,
Right.
And when you're indie, you don't have somebody footing the budget or the bill for you to sit in the studio. So you try to balance that with your general occupation and your family life, sometimes it takes a toll, you have to sacrifice a lot to be an indie artist.
And notice young men and young women, that he said you have to sacrifice, that you do have to have another job, that you can't expect to just sit around and I'm going to play music and somebody's going to support me, or maybe I live in Colorado and I don't know. I'm just saying, you got to have a job, you got to have some family that really loves you. And I think that's one of the things that I'm seeing that some indie artists or even artists who are mainstream, they expect everybody to give it to you, and it's not handed to you. It's a lot of work. For the new person coming up, do you work with new artists that are indie too, and do you manage, or tell everybody about you? I read about you, but I want everybody to know about you.
You know, I was an educator and coach for a long time. You know, I'm kind of late to the game. You know, so I'm right now I'm interacting with a lot of people who are younger than I am, you know, but I have that same fervor, you know, and I, you know, maybe I have a different insight to it. One thing I said to some people earlier is that, you know, right now we're living in a time where there are so many talented people out there expressing themselves through poetry, through MCing, through making beats and everything like that. There's so much out there. There's so many independent and talented artists out there, you know, and everybody wants to make music. I just think it's like, you know, as a person of color and people of color who I do work with, it's in our blood. It's in our DNA. Cause like, you know, whether you're Native American or you're in touch with your African roots, whatever, your music was a daily part of your, you know, daily ritual part of your life to celebrate your living and to tell the story and community, you know?
Okay. Facebook people. Okay. Everybody's going to hear me order on Starbucks. I need a chai tea with one shot of espresso in it. Vente hot. Okay, and with soy milk. And can I get a banana bread? Thank you. Look, people, I'm at Starbucks. It's my favorite. I was going to mute it. I was trying. But this is a great guest, and he stopped it and paused at the right moment. So I got caught. All right. Well, you know what? Yes, we know you're older because you did age yourself by the CD.
But it was a process, you know. And like I said, I started DJing in college, and you know, after that, you know, became, you know, got married at like 27, 28, and like, you know, and had kids, and you know, living the suburban, you know, lifestyle. But I had my hobby was, you know, learning how to make music. I different programs. I picked up the guitar and slowly taught myself how to play the guitar. And it was just strictly out of love, because, you know, that's what I like doing with my free time, you know, outside of, you know, regular things. And like, I started noticing, hey man, like this makes you feel good, you know, follow your bliss, you know, and you'll set yourself a plan and be true to it, and it'll take care of itself. That's what I kind of take, you know, to all, younger artists, you know, or people who, you know, who have that fervor, or they have that desire at a young age. Listen, take your time, learn how to do everything, and, you know, just stick to it, and it'll come, and it'll work out for you, you know. And I think that's what anything in life.
Who's your most inspirational artist or person that inspires you?
Might sound corny, but, you know, reason why I wanted to, I went from hip hop to get into more into like traditional so-called music, whatever traditional is listening to D'Angelo. I remember when I first started listening to that Brown Sugar CD. And then I, Brown Sugar CD. Then when Voodoo came out, I was like, oh man, you know, I probably listened to that a million times, you know what I mean? And that inspired, like, yo, I love what's going on here. If I could ever create something like that, you know, I would be so happy. If I could ever play with those musicians, you know, as far as living D'Angelo, and then like, I'm a big Erykah Badu fan. Just her honesty, her lyrics, her consistency as an artist. As far as guitar, the reason why I picked up guitar was like I was in a CD store in Richmond, Virginia, and I picked up Jimi Hendrix Band of Gypsies. And, you know, that was the first time, like, you know, I saw, like, not the first time, but seen an all hardcore, not a hardcore, but a rock band like that, and the Band of Gypsies. I know, are you familiar with that album?
You know what, can I tell you something? A lot of people are going to laugh. I'm a hardcore 90s Nails, Van Halen, Jimi Hendrix, all kinds. It's the harder, the better.
Yeah. So, like, the Band of Gypsies made me pick up a guitar. But, you know, D'Angelo made me always want, like, you know, you have people say, you know, you set goals, like, I want to play with them, or I want to play with that. That was, and look, the Roots. I can't just, you know, the Roots, you know, bringing alive instrumentation to hip hop. you know, and you know, always change. I see, like, now that I see so many kids, they're like, yo, you guys are talented. You're MC. You play the keys. You play the drum. Yo, go ahead and create a live show. And as of late, the last several years, I've really been studying P-Funk. I've been, like, studying the mess out of P-Funk. You know,
Tell everybody what that means.
Pardon me?
Tell everybody what B-Funk means.
P-Funk, Parliament Funkadelic. Parliament Funkadelic.
Like Parliament George Clinton.
You're George Clinton, yes, indeed, yes. But, you know, George...
You know, his nephew has been on my show, and he has some cousins, Candy Apple Red, and they are awesome B-Funk. They are just amazing, just like the grandpa. They are amazing.
Yeah. It's like, probably the person who gave me the wisest... guidance was my uncle, and he was cool with a lot of the Parliament Funkadelic guys in New Jersey, because they're from New Jersey, you know. And one of the gentlemen from Boogie is from my hometown, you know. He lived in my hometown, Lakewood, New Jersey, and my uncle was really good friends with him, you know. And I'd always hear his name and always hear Parliament Funkadelic and stuff like that, and you know. The last several years, I've been studying, you know, their philosophy on the one, and just, like, so many musicians on stage grooving, you know, doing their thing to the groove, you know what I mean? And it's a spiritual thing, and then it's like, you once you in tune, you learn, like, that took my musicianship to another level, you know what I mean? Anytime I fall by the wayside, I go back and listen and try to learn more. So that you know, that's my inspiration as of late.
Well, let's play your other song so we don't run out of time. Here we go, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay. What the hell?
You heard it here on Conversations with the Diva. That's real theme in another song. I love that. That musical background is amazing.
That was I created that with guitars and samples. And you know, just went in. Ghetto Life. I mean, that's just, you know, it, more importantly, it's about like the last year and a half, 2 years of, you know, what we've been facing as people of color as far as police brutality across the country, Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, you know, the Ferguson situation, the young brother that was shot in Ohio. I mean, and now, like, you know, last week we find a week or two we find about the Sandy Bland in Texas, you know. But this, I don't want to offend anybody, and there's countless others, you know, who've been, you know, faced police brutality, and, you know, who've lost their life, or, you know, who come out, you know, beaten horrifically and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, I remember a period of time where I got stopped within a year, 5 times by the cops, you know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, the song is also about, you know, the changing aspect of Black people here in America. You know what we're going through. We're in a different age, post civil rights. You know, post Reagan, post Clinton. You know, now about to be post Obama. So it's like, you know, where do we stand? You know what I mean? And it's like, looks like, you know, our needs are being neglected. You know what I mean? We built this country. You know what I mean? But, you know, we built this country. And like I said, we were never intended to be part of, you know, the structure of something we built. You know, all the money going overseas to do this and to do that, you know, but what about the people? What about the people in the inner city, especially the children in the inner cities? You know what I mean? If you go to any inner city, man, you'll cry when you see, you know, the uphill struggle that some of these kids have to face, you know, and you worried about their future, you know, when you see the prison rate, or, you know, the Black on Black violence, or, you know, the drug use and all that, you know, it's sad. You know, I have 2 kids of my own, you know, I mean, I know how I feel about my 2 kids, my 2 children, you know, so like, and I know what I go through emotionally, you know, to look after them and provide them, and their mother also, who I give much props to her, you know. But what about some other kids that aren't as fortunate, you know, and it's sad, because in poverty, corruption, and all the other garbage that goes on in society, it's the children that suffer the most.
You're absolutely right. Last night I went to see the movie Southpaw, and I thought, because I didn't want to see Trainwreck, because I don't want to see nothing about no silly relationships or anything, or anything. And with the title Trainwreck, I was done anyway. So I went to see Southpaw, and I thought it was going to be just a regular boxing movie. But it wasn't.
Yeah.
It was a movie about what you're talking about poverty. Well, a guy coming back, but when it got to the second part, it reminded me of Roy Jones Jr. Gym here in Las Vegas, who really helps in that area of poverty with kids, and helps kids who are with diabetes and things like that. So I want to take, that movie was just very inspiring. If you only see one movie, and I'm saying that, if you only see one movie this year, you need to see Southpaw. Really, it is a great movie. I mean, it is just an amazing movie about your, like your music. When I'm listening to your music, I'm thinking of that movie.
Well,
about struggles that people go through and how they have to overcome. So, you know, I think that you gave a good message to the listeners that, you know, that life is hard. But I also hear you saying that, you know what, just like you're older in a game like me, and I just turned 51 and late in life doing radio. But you know what, it doesn't mean that you can't be successful, and it doesn't mean that you can't be succeed. And with that, I want to eat, because I've been trying to think of people to come on for my Christmas special and my Thanksgiving special, and I would like to invite you back to bring a whole, like, 45 minutes of songs for Thanksgiving and Christmas, because your music actually, it really touched me deep today, really.
Listening
to it now, and after seeing Southpaw, it made such a difference, and you are, it's funny, because I told somebody on the Wednesday night show that it's the older generation who we are actually leading the younger generation. And I'd like to come on and talk about more topics that you're talking about and let more people know about you. And I'd like to bring you back on a Wednesday night, too, because that's a big audience there. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I can dig it. I'm down. You know, just let me know. I'm down, you know.
you are very, very inspiring. Your music is deep. Yeah, and I love it. So.
Thank you.
Tell everybody where they can find you and what you have upcoming next.
You can Facebook me at Real Abundance, you know, R-E-A-L, Abundance, Theme, Theme Music, T-H-E-M-E-M-U-Z-I-C .bandcamp.com, About Me, /Theme. I'm currently playing with a band called the X-Black Superheroes. The band leader is Rachel Burrell. They call her the Storyteller. She's an independent artist here in New York. And we have a show next Friday, July 31st at the Delancey. I like what we're, you know, what we're trying to put together. Seifu Kefele, Pam Jeanette, her name is Basic. She's the bassist. Tyrone Williams is drummer. Asim Barnes is the guitar player. It's, you know, if it comes together right, it's going to be, you know, if you like that song, you know, this X-Black Superheroes is about social commentary and about, you know, about telling what's going on, you know, what they're not going to tell you on the news. And it's real funky. It's hip hop, it's rock, it's punk. It's a lot of sounds in there. You know, I'm just excited about next week's show. So, if you know, we're working on it and trying to pull it together, and hopefully the future will be bright for that band, X-Black Superheroes. You can check out, if you want to find information, check out Rachel Burrell on Facebook, and, you know, so find her on Facebook, you'll find more about the band. I want to say thank you to her for giving me an opportunity to be, you know, be a part of this, because like I said, it's needed, and, you know, if it comes across correct, it's going to be something that is needed. It needed in the music marketplace and the art world. Also,
and you know what, ladies and gentlemen, that is so true what he's saying. And we need to go back in the archives when you get a chance to listen to this young man. I call him a young man because I think I'm older than everybody now that I turn 51. So I just say that. So, but he, Real Theme, is an amazing young man. I appreciate him taking his time. I'm always in awe. My guests don't know this, but I'm always in awe and blessed, and I'm actually always cry afterwards that people actually come on my show, because I think it's an honor and a blessing. It's not something you take for granted in the media, because your time is very important. So I appreciate you so much. I want to thank you to WBD Media, Volante Grant, for this radio station and for Conversations with the Diva. Thank you to Next Level Tennis and Fitness, Danny Buongiorno, for sponsoring me and being one of the greatest coaches here in Las Vegas. If you need training, you can reach him at 702-303-3765. You guys have a wonderful day. Tune in next Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Oh, my goodness, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, and next Thursday, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, We have Jael Judah next week, Cece Strong. Do kids need chores? Yes, they do. And if they don't have chores, I'm going to come to your house, Terrence, and whoop you because your kids need chores.
Can I say some thank yous real quick?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I would like to say thank you to my mom and my sisters, you know, my all my relatives, my grandmothers, both grandmothers, grandfathers, my fathers, aunts, uncles, you know, my own kids, you know, their mother, you know, just anybody who's ever been there for me that helped me, you know, been there to talk to me. And even, you know, even people I might not get along with, or we relationship didn't end the best way, but thank you for just being there and inspiring me. Peace and blessings.
No, you know what? I love that. I think you're the first guest that you definitely get to come back on twice and say thank you to their mama. Oh, I'm so glad. Hi, mama. Hey, what's your mom's name?
Michelle. My mom's name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. We love you. We thank you for letting yourself be on our show this morning. This is Conversations with Diva. We're signing off from my Starbucks today. Love you guys. Peace out. And we'll see you next week. Thank you, Real Theme. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. That was Real Theme. That is an amazing young man. You guys need to go back into the archives and listen to this young man. He has a great music. It's deep. Don't just take it at first glance that you're listening to noise. It's not noise. It's actually music. It's deep. It goes back to the George Clinton time, as he said. I want to remind you of Jeremiah 29:11, that God wants to prosper you and not harm you and give you a hope and a future. If you're stressed today about anything, look in the Bible at Philippians 4:4-6. Do not be anxious about anything, but through prayer and supplication, give your request to God. You're important to me. This is my public service announcement. If you're struggling with mental health or your child is struggling with depression, please call 211 in your area. If it's an immediate emergency, call 911. There is help for everybody. I love you. Have a great week, everybody. And we're going to be signing off with one more song here in a few seconds as my tablet decides to act up. Hold on, everybody.